The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
All right.
My God, that just
Hello,
took me out.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. This is, my name is Henry. Yes, my name is Henry. And my dear co-host here that's losing it at the moment is called Rudy. And today we're here on Globally Local FM. And Rudy, do you want to introduce where we're going today? Before we go
I
into
first
the Bulls?
I really want to introduce what we did before starting the episode.
Okay, feel free.
Henry was he was trying to showcase me his expression of Mickey Mouse. And it was pretty good. Henry, would you like to showcase your expression of Mickey Mouse?
Okay, here's my Mickey Mouse. Hey, Rudy, this is Mickey talking.
Hey. And that was like us for 5 minutes. You what? And then at the very end, he hits me with that. This is my Pluto impression. Try Pluto now.
All right, that was a...
That's fucking Pluto. 5 years smoking, three years down the line, alcoholism, hitting puberty. He really he's like the what's that actor called from Home Alone, who had that whole story of like after his kid actor career, he kind of went down the wrong path for a very long while. The celebrity life hit him hard.
Yeah, I don't know his name, but I do know the story. I think that's
hey guys, I am Mickey Mouse, and that's my dog Pluto. it's like hola soy Dora, and then Swiper comes out.
Oh, that's just okay. How it is when you're a rabbit dog, you know.
Okay, I'm gonna call down. We are in, you asked me, and we are in Tarapoto, Peru.
That's right. Rudy, what do you know about Tarapoto in Peru?
Nothing.
People
same
speak
Spanish
here.
There.
Really? I know a couple things, and that's really just, it's one of the biggest cities east of the Andes, so everybody, you must know the Andes mountain range. If you don't, then once again, just like last episode, I encourage you to not, like, to turn this podcast off and never listen again, because that... Sorry to say,
we're
that's a basic geography fact, okay?
We're gonna send Rabbit Pluto your way.
No, alright, but everybody should know what the Andes are, alright? Anyway, most of Peru lives west of the Andes. East of the Andes is the Amazon rainforest. This is where Tarapoto is located as well. So, a pretty interesting location for Peru. Pretty hard to find news for. There's a fact.
I don't know, I found a banger.
Oh, did you?
I did find a banger.
Well, looking
milk
forward
toast
to it
article
then.
That became an actual banger.
Well, milk toast article is the only interesting one, I think, in a region like this. Anyway, Rudy, I had an intro, and it's been hijacked for unknown reasons, so we're just going to have to make something
sorry,
up.
Sorry, but you took me out with that Pluto impression. That completely derailed me for the rest of the episode.
All right, Rudy, is there anything you want to talk about on this wonderful little day?
Yeah, well, I said this in the last episode, but yeah, I got hacked on Twitter the other day. And I got hacked. And
how?
So I'm logging in as usual, and suddenly you're like, oh, what's the code? I'm like, what freaking code? Like, confirmation code. Like, basically, I've never set up two-factor authentication. And they're like, suddenly, what's the code? And I'm like, I don't know the code. So immediately, I'm like, something's wrong. So I changed the password, which Twitter allows me to do it. I changed the password. But I still don't have the code. And then, of course, I check my email and somewhere in the middle of the night, because I didn't notice it because I don't check my email in the middle of the night, which is crazy. I was like...
Shame on you.
It's like, is this you logging in from this location, which is some like Indonesia some shit? And I was like, oh, okay. And like 5 minutes after that, an email had come where it was like, congratulations on setting up your two-factor authentication. So somebody hacked my Twitter. There is nothing on it except men fucking. So if you're really into it,
maybe they just wanted to see your tastes.
I mean, go on. I don't think you'll find anything too crazy there, because I'm not really into furries. And what else is there? I guess I'm not really into BDSM, and those are the kind of the craziest things you can find, I guess, on normal web if you don't go anywhere deeper. But so, okay. Have fun, because I always used it in incognito mode, so I don't even think it has that data.
Yeah.
I'm trying to set it up so Twitter deletes my account, but their email replies are just, they're taking it their sweet time, so.
What's the difference, really? Just let someone enjoy their newfound, like, treasure trove.
Well, there's a difference of, like, me watching porn and being like, yeah, that's good porn, and somebody watching the porn I watch and be like, I'm Rudy watching that porn.
I don't know. Maybe this is just you from the future on vacation in Indonesia, and you just forgot
my
your password.
God. This is, yeah, I'm time continuum. I'm broke it to watch gay porn. That sounds like me.
Yeah. Good on you, Rudy. All right, shall we get into it? I guess we'll get into it. So I'll start, just in case the one good article that you have
well,
is mine
the
as well.
Well, say the thing, Henry. We have to do the jingles. We have to say the thing.
What's the thing?
This is shows you just do you don't what listen
do
to
we,
our episodes. We have
oh,
to now go
get
to
into the news.
The news. Okay.
Is that good enough for you? Yeah. I do listen to. Sorry. Here's my beef of the week. Just to drag it back to the intro. Rudy always says I don't listen to the episodes. That's just not true. My favorite thing about doing this show is
not listening
back,
to the episodes, as we all know.
Is listening to the episodes, and then I say something funny, and then I laugh at it because it was pretty fucking good.
No, but you wouldn't admit that, because that's obviously a joke, because you stay humble.
I would stay humble, but I don't even think this is not being humble. I just think I'm that good. And
never
that's
admit
humble.
Defeat. Yeah.
Okay,
I guess
I'm not
so.
Admitting defeat. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
that's
go
right,
on.
Rudy. Anyway. What's the opposite of beef of the week? My moment
of
peace of the week.
Oh.
My moment of peace of the week is that we're going to go into the news segment right now, for reals. President of Peru, Rudy, under fire for 2-week absence for a nose job.
Wow.
Oopsie. So the Peruvian president was recently questioned by prosecutors regarding her 2-week absence in 2023 for a nose job. She's being accused of abandoning her post without informing the public or delegating her responsibilities as a presidente.
I mean, she's kind of saving the trouble for the people. Imagine the freaking memes that would come out of the fact that she comes up, does a speech, and he's like, and today we have gathered. Have to let it heal.
So true. The president claims that the plastic surgery was not cosmetic, but to relieve her breathing problems. I actually didn't look up a before and after like I should have done as a good journalist, so who's to say who's right in this case?
How dare you take the surgery in the middle of your post, and it turns out she just was born with 2 noses and she just finally got rid of one?
And the prosecutors knew that she had 2 noses and was like, yeah, that's normal.
Yeah, that's
is that
normal.
Just what?
The moment she steps away and they're like, she goes back to work after 2 weeks, they're like, something's different about you. Can't pinpoint it, but something is different. And the moment they got her, I was like, aha, 2 weeks away.
I knows there's something wrong with you.
Okay.
All right. She's also being investigated for accepting bribes, Rudy, in the form of jewelry. Uh-oh, someone's got some new bling.
Listen, lady's gotta feel like a princess. Material girl.
Mm-hmm. And also for violent crackdown on protesters.
Oh. Everybody's gotta have a hobby.
All right, fair enough.
Did she release a crackdown Pluto on the crowd? All that's in exactly. Bling bling.
That's actually how she announced it. She said, there's a crackdown, and then did the Pluto impression, and then the police came running out. So she came into power after the former president tried to dissolve Congress. He was impeached, and she became the president, as she was the former vice president. So
okay.
just a good old story of a bit of corruption.
Listen,
you know?
We celebrate queens, whatever their agendas are. You wanna save the world, you wanna kill the world, queens lie. Power to women is all I say.
Yeah. So regardless of what they do.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
If at any point we would now have somebody listening as a conservative, like, bro, we cooked. We're so cooked.
Well, Rudy, I'm sure there's some out there.
Can you want to hear my Milk Toast that is actually a banger article?
Okay.
I named it Mrs. Miraculous and Mr. She's Probably Fine.
Okay.
So, accident in Tarapoto. Young woman miraculously survives after crashing into a flower pot.
Okay.
Already shaking up.
Crashing in how? Like,
so, how do you... to give a better picture. An accident was caught on video by an installed camera at a nearby store, in which one can see a young lady cross the nearby junction at a high speed on a motorcycle and lose control of the vehicle, which results in her crashing into a huge flower pot.
Okay.
Needless to say, she does like a full-on front flip with the bike as she flies off of it.
What do you mean that's needless to say?
She didn't know, like, the flower pot was basically, they had a palm tree in it. It's huge.
Oh. I would
so
call
she
it a
does
flower pot anymore.
Anyways, she full-on front flip. What comes after that is just pure fucking slapstick comedy. Okay. Shortly after, another man on a bike stops by, sees the scene of the accident, and just leaves. And then, within a couple of moments, this girl, who went through the whole process of experimenting with ragdoll physics in real life, stands up and walks away, leaving the bicycle there. The whole video looks a bit like a fever dream. You just see like an idyllic scenario of literally like this specific palm tree. Suddenly a lady, like, I don't know, going crazy speed on a motorcycle, crashes into it. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Flies over it. A man stops by, sees the flower pot completely crashed on the ground, like, looks at it, kind of shrugs it off, and just bikes away. And the lady stands up, forgets one of her flip-flops, and walks away and leaves the bike there.
Maybe he just couldn't be bothered with, like, calling the police and then having to stay there as a witness.
Maybe, but it was just, God. The whole video is just like, how do you react as a human being, both of you, in this scenario like this?
Maybe she was practicing for her acting career. Where you have to,
By almost displacing her hips.
Exactly. Now, whenever she's going to go to act, she can, well, I guess, go into a horrible accident and she'll be ready. She'll know how to react.
I always wanted to bring a new spin head up my ass expression. Literally trying to pull a head up my ass.
All right, well, yeah, it doesn't sound ideal. Here's a tip for people out there, actually, who are driving motorcycles. You should drive the speed limit.
That's it. You just keep looking at me. I was like, what is this?
That's it. And you should avoid a flower pot as well. Well, I guess second step would be avoid losing control. And then if you do lose control, how about you just, like, ragdoll yourself into the middle of traffic instead of a flower pot, you silly goose.
Yeah, honestly, like, come on. You know, let's be respectful.
What the fuck did the flower pot do to deserve this, you know?
You know what? I actually, funnily enough, I heard that we have somebody who's going to talk about his dad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I've talked to him outside before going in for the recording. Seemed like a pretty chill guy.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Unrelated, really, but what do you think is the best tree?
What the fuck sometimes goes on in your head? After
what's
the Pluto
best tree,
expression,
Rudy?
This is... oak. I like them big and I like them sturdy.
Nah, that's a fucking cop-out of an answer. Oak?
How many oaks do you actually see in your life? Let's be honest. Oaks are...
Tons. Oaks are literally everywhere.
No, oaks are those trees you go to see in a forest. And you're in the nature. They don't really grow... Oaks don't really grow in, like, big cities. Unless they're big parks.
My brother, there's, like, oaks at the TU that you go to.
Nah, this is another oak spiracist. I fucking... Nah, I won't take this shit. Oaks are... It's the tree of the woods.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. It's just an oak conspiracy.
Oak is those trees that, like, you gotta get rid of it. It's so big, so sturdy. The roots are so big, you build around it. That's what an oak is. You just stand there, proud and tall, with your acorns. Okay.
So what are the trees that they plop down in their city then?
Those are some pretty low-level species, that, maple trees or some shit.
Maple. As if we have maple in Europe. Come on, buddy. I don't know if we
they're
do or don't,
oaks.
But I think...
They're not oaks.
Yeah, they're not oaks.
Not the maples, but the city trees. They're not oaks.
Well, no, I don't agree with that.
Okay, what is your favorite tree, bitch?
Maples are not oaks, yeah. I agree with that. Sorry.
What is your favorite tree? You're about to name a bush, probably.
I'm glad you asked, Rudy. I'm glad this came up so organically that I get to talk about my favorite tree.
Uh-huh.
It's a palm.
A palm. Yeah, that's a cop-out answer. Sitting there in your tropical weather down there.
It's a perfect answer. Bro, it's the perfect answer, Rudy.
Palm is in the top three of, like, a tree when you think about it. When you think of different trees, you think of something like an oak, a palm tree, and a maple, probably. And then fourth one will be something like a pine tree.
Okay. Maple, I disagree with, because I just disagree with it. Pine tree, yes, I agree. Also, you just called yourself a basic bitch. So I just want you to,
you don't take the higher ground here. We both are on the same ground.
Then I change my answer. And
I'll change my answer as well.
Forest tree. Okay, go ahead, Rudy. What's your answer?
Redwood. Like the redwood trees.
Okay, that's a pretty good answer, to be fair. They're pretty fucking rad.
Yours is also pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Like, it's a good
one. Thanks, Rudy.
Thank you.
Let's go to the ad. Actually, okay, let's do it.
let's do it. It is unfortunate indeed that in this harsh world, the strongest prey on the weak. But don't worry, not all hope is lost. We here at Potted Orchard Task Force, POT for short, might not be able to bring your brethren ferns or palms back from the dead, but we sure can avenge them. Humans may think they own the world, but let's see how they fare when they'll be choking on these coconuts in the middle of the night. POT, your local task force to avenge the neglected and mistreated potted plants in the neighborhood.
Okay, so well, the way this is presented, it sounds like it's a tree that's going to be doing the... Like, who's doing the actual dirty work here?
Brother, you wake up in the middle of the night, there's an oak looking at you. Last thing you feel is the acorns just hitting you perpetually until you die.
I would be scared in that case. I think that's a very threatening... If trees basically suddenly learned how to walk, I would be shitting myself.
All right. Keeping an eye out, I believe.
Yes, Rudy. You doth believe correctly. So, here we go, everybody. Close your eyes. And I think today, lie down. Really feel the weight of gravity pushing you down onto this soft surface that you're lying on, hopefully. Hopefully nobody went to lie on the ground right now, like just a good old floor, because then you kind of just ruined it for me. Thanks. Anyway, here we go, people. So, after going on many adventures in the nature surrounding, you enjoy your morning, taking in the chill vibe of the city. While having a drink, you decide on your day's plans. Today you're going to the Tai Tamki viewpoint, as you too want a picture of yourself standing on the funny little hand on the top of the mountain. And as a true adventurer, you start hiking and climbing through the wilderness. Suddenly, you feel something getting crushed under your shoes. And as you have a look, wow, you found a new species of mouse, identifiable by its unique skeleton. And luckily you have enough knowledge of other mice to be able to determine that this is indeed a new species. Unfortunately, due to the hyper-specific living conditions of the poor mouse, you've also made it go extinct. And within minutes, the local police comes in with alarms blaring as their ecology radar has gone off, marking you as the perpetrator. So if getting arrested for disturbing local ecologies up your alley, Rudy, then maybe Tarapoto can be your next destination.
Love to hear it. Just sum it in two sentences. Why did we need the second article to understand this?
It was about discovering new species.
Oh, I was like, what happened with mice in Peru?
There's a new mouse, Rudy. It's amphibious. And it lives in hyper-specific living conditions.
Now I wish you could have started with that article. What the fuck are you doing in those jobs?
Who knows?
Hey! Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, are you willing to go one step further and try your luck at going loco in Tarapoto? Well then, let's see how you fare in the segment of going local. Have you ever heard of arresting bitch face?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lovely. Now, you know the expression that one reserves for those who keep pestering them and all you want is for them to just shut the fuck up?
Yes.
Okay. And finally, combine those two with squinting from constant sunlight in your eyes and you're good to go on the local news and billboards and fully fit in the local tapestry of faces. Every single face I've seen on Google Maps for the people of Tarapoto, it's like that face of like, ah? If I would have to sum up it in a sound. Next up, do you remember those old pre-2000 stereotypical ads where every new car came with half-naked ladies on the bonnet? Or when cleaning supplies were always advertised by hot men in aprons. Are you one of the few who actually miss those times? Well, chicas e chicos in Tarapoto, Peru, you can try your luck at that career that has died out in the rest of the civilized world, but not in here, because every single billboard I see is literally that. It's like traveling back in time. And then, last but not least, what do you think of the whole human versus machines concept? Or, from a different angle, would you perhaps for the first time like to feel how it is to be a minority? Well then, let me tell you that in Tarapoto, the ratio of a man versus tuk-tuk seems to be 1 to more than 3 or so if you like your odds, so hop on over. So do you think Tarapoto is for you? Well, try your luck out then, but be aware. I've heard that it is better not to mess with potted plants over there.
Ooh, or they'll come fucking kill your ass.
Yep.
Or shove coconuts in your face at the very least.
Listen, at this point, I'll take any hairy nuts in my mouth.
All right.
One joke per episode. I do my one joke per episode at all times.
Yeah. Well, I think... Okay. You weigh these two options, really. Car versus car plus hot woman. Which is better?
Hot woman.
Yay! I'm buying a car. She better be included.
Okay, misogynist. Local business. For my localiest of businesses, I shall recommend the very fine 4.4 star rated hotel, Dubai Suites, where I assume they just turn the AC to 40 degrees Celsius and once in a while blow sand in your room.
Nice. Sounds great. An AC that makes the place extremely hot. Sounds great. My local business recommendation is when you're in the city surrounded by tropics, you should go get juice. You should go get juice.
Get the juice.
So go to Jugheria Patita in the center of Tarapoto.
That's when they are Italian.
Well, I did. What do you mean? That was my Spanish.
Oh,
Jugheria Patita. Anyway.
Okay.
Make sure to get the juice because the reviews for the chicken isn't as good. Maybe you can meet them in the middle with chicken juice.
Okay. That image in my head is not what I wanted. Local radio. For my local radio suggestion representing the never ever mentioned Puma community with El Refugio del Puma Radio Online, where these talented Pumas do a really good Whitney Houston impression followed up by Michael Jackson.
All right. Well, if you're the type of person who likes to listen to music, Rudy, but you don't like to listen to your favorite songs, then boy do I have the radio station for you. This radio is guaranteed to make you say, well, that song was fine, I guess. Listen to 94.9 FM OK Radio Retro, which was only playing techno while I was listening, and I sure hope they change it up from time to time. And I even have a clip that I'm going to share with just you, Rudy.
Okay.
Because I was listening to this while making my prep, and I was thinking, what the fuck is this garbage? So
No, just send the clip so Sid can also put it in the...
All right. I'll put the clip in. So people listen to this and tell me what you think, or tell Rudy, I guess, what you think.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to episode 36 of Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tomo. Huzzah! You can find me, Rudy, on 000RUDYS000 on Instagram. So 3 0s, Rudy's 3 0s on Instagram, awaiting your feedback and coconuts. You can find Henry where?
Probably getting choked. Get it? Out by a tree.
Okay. I actually didn't get it, so you did have to explain. Thank you for that.
no worries.
You can find our dear colleague Colossal Pengu on Twitch, so go give him some love. And then what else have we left? Oh yeah, where are we going next?
You'll find us next week in...
I didn't even want
to... Drum rolls are so shit, to be honest. Well, maybe that's what makes him charming. Well, you'll find us in Kampala in Uganda.
Uganda! Here we go. Nice. I guess, I don't know, want to do some Raven? Like techno?
All right.
Okay.
You got the pills ready?
Boy,
you know
me. Who
goes to techno without getting fucking rip-roaringly high?
Anyways, the door blasts open, so we stop in the techno.
Oh my god, it's a very specific Mickey Mouse techno party I was hoping to get.